The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
I suppose you could say that the liquidation or the closure of the Viking Splash Tours is a small indicator of the cost and the economic cost of the pandemic. But there are other signs we're seeing that shine a light on what may be coming down the tracks. And we're joined now by Graham Parker, who's Vice President of Digital Freight Sales at Containers.com, and Martina Lawless, ESRI economist. You're both very welcome to the programme. Martina, if I could go to you first. We keep hearing about a lot of difficult stories, and Des's story there, a business that, you know, can just vanish because of this. But there are also other things going on in the economy that may not be quite as trying. So, for example, we spoke to one van hire company that is incredibly busy at the moment, shifting stuff out of offices and into people's homes, because with remote working, people are no longer using offices. Some of them are closing the offices. And this van company is busy moving office furniture and all the kind of things that people need. So are there different elements to the economic story out there? Are there sectors that are doing well?
Thanks for having me here this morning. Yes, although we hear a lot in terms of public health requirements that we're really all in this together and everybody needs to make an effort to sustain the virus, then an economic impact, it's actually been incredibly uneven across sectors and workplaces. So what we've seen is that public-facing services businesses, mainly in hospitality, tourism, anything in the arts, really have been almost completely decimated at the moment. Huge numbers of the people on the pandemic unemployment benefit or payment, or those seeking like wage subsidies from the government, are in those specific domestic services sectors. Whereas other parts of the economy are either relatively unaffected, in particular, say, the grocery trade, construction has...
But also behind the scenes, things that aren't part of the consumer interface, like industry. There are companies manufacturing and exporting stuff that, you know, unless you work for the company, you mightn't even realise they're doing so well.
One interesting thing is that actually Ireland was the only country across the entire EU that actually increased its industrial output this year. And that's mainly because we have a very large pharmaceutical and medical device sector. And those actually have been, you know, doing very well. The demand for their products, in particular the medical devices industry, has been absolutely booming. So our exports have been holding up very well. A lot of our tax revenues have been holding up very well because of that, and because the negative impact has been very concentrated on these specific sectors in hospitality and
so
retail.
There are some positives there on the ground. Graham, in your business, you get to see what's happening on the high seas from a global perspective, freight and containers coming out of China. What does that show? What's going on?
Yeah, I think there's been, you know, a couple of interesting economic indicators from what we see. Containers, we work with about 30% of the world's top 20 shipping brands, so it's an interesting insight. First of all, you know, e-commerce has exploded. In some estimations, 5 years' worth of online shopping has happened this year. And, you know, there has been a really strong rebounding global trade. We now expect the second half of 2020 to equal the same period in 2019, which was, you know, it looked very unlikely in quarter two of this year.
And in fact, the movement globally is so significant that there's a shortage of sea containers, these freight containers.
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, the ocean container, Bloomberg called it a black swan event last week. There is a shortage. You know, other countries in Europe, their exports have been affected. So the imbalance of trade has happened. So a lot less containers are arriving in China. Retailers are under major pressure to get their restocking right, starting with the Chinese lockdown with COVID earlier in the year. And, you know, at the moment, there's a drastic shortage of actual containers. The ships are overbooked. The shipping lines cut back on tonnage, but they're bringing it all back.
So that pushes up the price, I presume. What does it cost to hire one of those?
So this time last year, it would have been on the Asia-Europe trade, which is the biggest in the world. It would have been around $2,000 a container. And now we see it above $5,000 right now. So it's a massive increase for, you know, already struggling retailers this time of year.
And the other thing is that somebody suggested to me that the UK, in a general sense, UK Inc., is buying up a lot of goods, whether it's electronic goods, different types of goods, ahead of Brexit, in case in the new year there are shortages or logistical difficulties. So I presume, are they stocking up the UK with goods?
Yeah, absolutely. We see, you know, UK retailers trying to, you know, buy a huge amount of inventory, you know, not just a traditional Christmas stock, but looking into, say, spring of 2021 with things like garden furniture, consumer electronics. We see warehouses in the UK, you know, way overstocked, you know, spaces at a real shortage. And like you say, Richard, they're trying to preempt Brexit and try get stock in as fast as they can before the end of the year.
Is there a sense, Martina, that that bit of good news about the vaccine and Pfizer, what we're seeing in terms of in the run-up to Christmas and maybe these other factors, people ordering a lot of goods. We also have a lot of people who have retained their income level in the economy despite what's happening and haven't had a chance to spend money. Is there a chance that we'll see a significant bounce back in 2021?
I think the news on the vaccine is extremely promising. The more we can open up the economy, the safer people feel going back out spending money is definitely very promising. I think there will be, it will take quite a lot of time for the vaccine to be rolled out. So probably 2021 will be better than this year, but it will still be more like 2022 before things are back more to kind of slightly normal levels. But it is true that a lot of people, particularly actually people in the higher waged occupations, kept their incomes, had very limited opportunities to spend money throughout the year. So the level of savings in the economy has absolutely surged. The evidence from the central bank shows savings at an all-time high. So once the economy reopens, there is a very large opportunity that if people go back out and start spending this money, that we could have quite a sharp bounce back in consumer spending.
And then the challenge, of course, is that we want them to spend as much of it as possible in Ireland or with Irish companies, because that's where we get the real benefit.
Absolutely. So spending it domestically, particularly in domestic services, would be really important. And also, you know, it's mentioned in terms of, you know, online shopping. There's a risk that a lot of this activity has maybe switched to international competitors like Amazon. You want to get people back to kind of domestic sources to...
It's interesting, Graham. I was reading about you think about glamorous investments. There's a company that hires out shipping containers, and its shares have gone up 34% in the last quarter, and they're about to spend $350 million ordering new containers for next year. They're obviously expecting all of this to continue.
Absolutely. I mean, the cost of manufacturing a container, first of all, a lot of the factories in China that produce them are booked out for a lot of 2021 already. The actual cost to buy a new container has already increased in the last 3 months by 50%. And like you say, all of the ancillary uses you see of containers where people convert them into offices and storage areas, they're becoming such a scarce commodity now that they're increasing rapidly. And I think
there's a new business for somebody there making containers. For the number nerds out there who are interested, there are 35 million shipping containers in use, making 170 million trips a year. And apparently 55 million of those trips, the containers are empty. But we'll have to see what happens. Maybe not all bad news on the horizon. Graham Parker and Martina Lawless, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.